Well, Microsoft has launched a new round of ads blasting Google for sharing users' personal information if they're using the Android software to run a smartphone or tablet.
Privacy groups, app makers, and even Congress have raised concerns about how consumers are getting Scroogled. Unlike Google, Windows Phone Store doesn't share your personal information with app makers. Don't get Scroogled.
For more on Microsoft's strategy with that advertising campaign and their bitter competition with Google, we turn to Michael Cusimano. He's a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Sloan School of Management. He's the author of several books about Microsoft. Michael, the new ad campaign wonders about what might happen if your data on Google were to end up in wrong people's hands. Now, critics are saying this is just a fear campaign. There's real no basis for what this ad is trying to contend. What do you say? Is there truth to it?
Well, it does remind me of the dirty politics kinds of campaigns where you make some claims about your opposition, whether or not they're completely true or not. There could be some truth. We don't know exactly what Google is doing with all the data that they have, and they have enormous amounts of data from many different points about consumers. So right now, Microsoft is not in the same position, and they're trying to turn that to their advantage.
Do we know for a fact that Microsoft does any better a job of protecting privacy than Google does?
Well, in the past, there's been some worries about all the data that Microsoft collects. For example, every file you create on Word or Excel has little tracer elements to it, and these could be tracked. And Microsoft at times has collected some of that data to understand user behavior. There's enormous amounts of data that flow through, say, automatic updates of Windows and Office and other Microsoft programs that go back to Microsoft. So there are a lot of opportunities for Microsoft to do things with data, but so far we don't see them monetizing that data through targeted advertisements, which is Google's business model. So far it looks like Microsoft is not doing anything with the kind of information it has, at least with these other applications, at least not compared to what Google is doing.
And if you know any different, write to us, conversation@kuow.org. The Microsoft war on Google has also opened a front in Europe where they're demanding an investigation into Google's free Android operating system. They say it's intended to stifle competition from other mobile services like Microsoft Windows Phone System. Kind of ironic because, of course, Microsoft was also accused of stiffing the competition with its own operating system. Is this just competition as usual for these claims that Microsoft is making? Are their claims actionable under European law against Google?
Well, whether they're actionable or not, I don't really know, but probably there could be some basis. So in some ways, we can use the phrase, what goes around comes around. So Microsoft was first in this position in the 1990s when it was essentially giving away Internet Explorer and crushing Netscape. And there it was bundling Internet Explorer with Windows. It was claiming it was an integral part of Windows, even though there was a separate IE product for the Macintosh, for example. In that case, because Microsoft had essentially priced Internet Explorer at zero, it really destroyed the incentives for other companies to build browsers that they might sell. There had to be some other business model where they could make money off advertisements or services or selling some other products. And in this case, too, I do believe Google stifles competition when you price an operating system at zero. Plus, it's actually pretty good, and it's open source, it's modular, it's easy to modify. It's really hard to compete with free. So definitely Google is stifling other competition in smartphone operating systems. And also because of the dynamics of platforms and network effects, which I've been writing about for 20 years, not many companies can sustain a business model just on advertising. The bigger players tend to take most of the market in those cases. So Google can sustain enormous operations through advertising revenues, whereas Microsoft cannot, and neither can anyone else, I think, in a whole bunch of markets that Google is entering into, including smartphones.
And, of course, Microsoft is running a poor third when it comes to mobile technology. You were telling us Google way ahead there in the rush to make money off it. What has Google been doing besides going to the European courts or running this advertising campaign to catch up? And do you think they will?
I mean, what has Google been doing?
What has Microsoft been doing, I'm sorry, to try to catch up and beat Google when it comes to the products that they're producing?
Right. So what Microsoft has been doing is a couple of things. One way to sort of compete with an 800-pound gorilla is to form a coalition of the also-rans, team up with the players that seem to be losers. So it has teamed up with Nokia, and it actually has some alliances with RIM, BlackBerry as well, for putting search on the BlackBerry phone. At least it had those agreements. So if they can gang up together, they might actually have some kind of presence relative to Google. The other thing they've been doing is trying to actually innovate. So Windows 8 is in many ways a very nice product. It's designed from scratch for smartphones or tablets with touch screens. And again, in some ways, it's a superior product to Google Android because it, at least Windows 8, the native edition, not the RT edition, runs all previous Windows applications. So that's the major advantage and the leverage point that Microsoft would have. People that want to use their smartphone or a tablet as they would or as a substitute for a desktop or a laptop computer really probably would find a Microsoft smartphone or tablet to be their best option.
We'll see if that catches on. Michael Cusimano, thank you so much for your time. Michael's a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Sloan School of Management. He's also written several books about Microsoft.